It was thankless work. It was work that was physically and emotionally very draining. Jesus' body had bore the full brunt of evil, sinfulness, and human misery. His body had been bruised, beaten, and pierced, and was hanging lifeless on the cross. And two men, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, went to show care and respect for Jesus' body. It's interesting, the gospel tells us that both of those men previously had gone to Jesus in secret. They were afraid of what their peers would think of them being close friends and followers of this new Messiah. But after hearing about his passion, they take action and remove the body of Jesus from the cross, prepare it for burial, and show it dignity and respect by burying his body in a nearby tomb in a garden. It was work that was thankless. Jesus couldn't repay him. They couldn't bore that emotional pain and weight because it was so very difficult to carry. Yet that's what they did to the broken and bruised and pierced, lifeless body of Jesus. If we were there on Good Friday, would have we stepped out like Joseph and Nicodemus to care for Jesus' body that had been bruised and was hanging lifeless on the cross? Would we worried about what other people would think of us for wasting our time and such thankless work? Would we shied away because it was so physically and emotionally demanding of us? Or would we chosen to help and serve anyways? We actually don't have to hypothesize our answer. We give our answer every single day by the way we live our lives. We encounter the bruised, broken, pierced, and lifeless body of Jesus and our suffering brothers and sisters who we encounter every single day of our lives. We don't have to wait till we leave church today to think about where we're going to encounter that body in the midst of our daily journey. Maybe in a family member or friend who's suffering from a physical or mental illness. Maybe in the life of a friend or co-worker who's lost the loved one and has experienced the cross of grief and pain in their hearts. We may experience the broken body of Jesus in the worn-out faces of the homeless and poor here in our city. We may experience the crushed body of Jesus in a friend whose heart is crushed by the failure of a relationship in their life. Will we offer them love and care and support? Will we take care of the lifeless body of Jesus? It seemed like on Good Friday that evil had triumphed over good, that death had won the victory over life. And yet the work of Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus was actually preparation for the resurrection. God used them to help repair the broken and lifeless body of Christ for new life. Today we remember all that Jesus did to save us, how he gave everything for us. All that's asked of us is to take care of his broken body. Today we're invited to prepare the bruised, broken, and pierced, and lifeless body of Christ for the resurrection.